Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
Thank you to our sponsor, Filmcraft LA. You can get all of your cool and customized film gear there. Like this chair we got with the nice horror at the store logo in the back, which is awesome. You can find them at filmcraftla.com and follow them on Instagram at filmcraftla. Guys, welcome to another episode of Horror at the Store. I'm your host, Katie Hettenbach. Again, didn't stutter. Let's go. I usually stutter on my name. It's a whole thing. Anyways, today we have from SiriusXM, Jim Norton and Sam Roberts. He has his own podcast, Not Sam Wrestling, and is a WWE on-air personality. Give it up for Sam Roberts. Woo! It's just us. It's just us and John. Yeah. It's just us and John. We clap for ourselves here. How's it going?
Great. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Thanks for being here after the mania this weekend.
There was, yes, it was mania this weekend. Yeah. WrestleMania.
To be exact, yes. To be
that specific mania. Not Sam-a-mania.
Not Sam-a-mania.
At the Comedy Store before WrestleMania.
That was amazing.
I mean, I had an absolute blast doing that. So yeah, and thank you for your help with it, by
of
the way.
Of course, of course. That was my first experience with anything WWE. So I was like, I didn't know what to expect and like what, everyone was so nice. I don't know why I expected them to be mean, but I was like, I don't know.
Well, it's an aggressive form of entertainment.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? So I think people expect aggression. It's like horror movies, right? Like
yeah.
The people who make and star in horror movies, a lot of times people expect them to kind of be reflective of the movies as opposed to just being kind of very cool, nice people that have this other part. Right, that they turn on for the camera.
Yeah, way to tie that in.
Hey.
Look at you. It's like you have your own podcast or something and are really good at doing that.
I'm a pro.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
Like, that's like Wes Craven in a nutshell because he makes these horrifying movies. I say horrifying because I don't think they're that scary, but they're, you know, I'm sure at the time they might have been a lot. I don't know if you've, like, when you saw, like, Nightmare on Elm Street the first time.
Sure.
If that was, like, a really scary film for you, but.
Yeah, I mean, when Nightmare on Elm Street first came out, I couldn't, there's no way I was allowed to see it when it first came out because I was a kid. But, yeah, I mean, I remember Freddy being a scary thing before, like, he became a kitschy thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, before he was on TV commercials and stuff like that. Well, because like the premise is scary and there's depth to it and stuff. It's when you start to get into the sequels and build out the franchise that you're like, oh, we're just having fun with this character that we've grown to love who used to abuse children and was burned alive.
Yeah. But he's a silly guy now.
But he's funny.
He's funny. He says like fun little phrases.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Everybody, he's quirky.
Yeah. He's a quirky little guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. So we watched Scream 5. What did you think of Scream 5? And how does it rank compared to the other Scream movies for you?
Yeah, so I love the Scream movies. I think Scream, like, they have a small list of, like, perfect movies. Mm-hmm. Scream is, like, a perfect movie. Like, it's just...
I agree.
Right. And so, like, I know when Scream 5 came out, I was, like, excited but trepidatious. Mm-hmm.
That's
because
a good
it's
word.
Like, yeah, professional.
Yeah.
Because, so, you know, because I'm going, you don't want it to get ruined. Scream's also one of those that it's fun to rank because there was no strikeouts, right?
Yeah.
Like, most, especially horror franchises, but any franchises, especially once you get into part five, there are hits and misses.
Yeah.
Like, there's going to be some duds.
Oh, for sure.
And I feel like Scream is the only one that has no duds. And I felt like it was it maintained through Scream 5. I think when I first saw Scream 5, I had it. I was kind of wrestling with whether it was my second or third favorite Scream movie.
Okay.
I think I'm landing it at 3. Okay. I think I go, not including 6 for the purpose of this conversation, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, whatever you want to do.
Whatever. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, even with 6, I think it was better than 6. So it's probably maybe 1, 2, 5, 6, 4, 3.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, 3 is definitely the last.
Yes.
Yeah.
I thank you for. I also agree with that. 3 is not my favorite.
Yeah.
But you know, it's still good. It still has its, you know. But
no duds.
No duds. But
no
it's,
duds.
You know. It's not the strongest of the movies.
It's certainly not perfect.
Oh, yeah.
That, yeah.
But hey, no one's perfect.
Scream 1 is perfect.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I saw Scream 5 14 times in the theaters.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, luckily it was successful, so it was in theaters for a little while. But
yeah.
I mean,
I saw it, like, I think I saw it, like, twice in one day once.
Whoa.
And I would go, like, just, like, I also didn't have a job at that point. So it was, like, I would just go to the theater. It also was my first Scream movie in theaters because I didn't start watching horror movies till, like, after 4 officially.
Wow.
So it was, like.
Wow. But you'd fallen in love with the franchise, but you just hadn't gotten the theater experience.
Yeah.
So since you didn't have a job, would you just sit in the theater and wait for the next showing, or would you buy them all, or would you buy 14 tickets?
I would buy. Oh, I bought 14 tickets. I'm like, I want them to take my money.
You bought 14
tickets. I'm like,
tickets.
Yeah, take my money.
So it's about probably $280.
Yeah, but I would go on Tuesdays, middle of the day. You know,
matinee.
Yeah, matinee.
Nice. Okay. All right. You know
cheaper.
What you're doing.
Yeah. And that's some like person who like, no. I know my cheap theaters. I know where to go. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Now I've already seen it 11 times, but still.
Still.
Get the discount.
Because, well, also, the more you see it, there's so much, especially in this one compared to the other movies, there's so many, like, little fan Easter eggs.
Yes.
And it's insane. And I watched it again last night, and there's even more that I didn't notice. And
in the first 14
the
viewings.
First 14, so, yeah, it's
15 times the charm.
15 times the charm. And, like, actually watching it on DVD and watching the deleted scenes. Which I love doing with the Scream movies because there's so many different ways they could have taken it. And they didn't cut that much out of the movie. It was a lot more with Dewey in like a bar drinking and then more with the Vince character, which I wish they would have kept in because his character felt really one-dimensional.
Sure.
And they're just like, sure, he's going to pee on a building and then we're just going to murder him with right hand red.
Yeah.
And that's it.
That's it. Yeah. I guess they probably, I'm assuming, cut out the Dewey stuff because they wanted less time with sad Dewey.
I mean, he was sad no matter what.
I mean, he's a real sad guy.
It was, his death in this movie was just sad. And his character, I mean, I know he had to die, but his character, this
You didn't
movie,
want him to.
Yeah, it felt like he deserved more
than
this death.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think that I totally agree with you. And I also like, in terms of finding new stuff and all the different little Easter eggs, like, I might have seen it. I saw it either once or twice in theaters.
Yeah.
Maybe twice. But I might also just be trying to be like, yeah, I see things multiple times too.
Yeah, no, you're
So, but I remember specifically, like, it was one of those movies that you watch with a keen eye to look at all the little details. But, like, watching it back, I've showed it to my wife because she'd, like, she hadn't seen it, but she's seen all the Scream movies and everything. And I was just sitting there waiting for her to realize they were in Stu's house. You know what I mean? Because it's like, if you don't, if you're not paying attention, I remember seeing it, I think the first time and going like, I know that. Like, at first I was like, is this just like an homage when they're going downstairs? And I'm like, no, the architecture is the same. I know where they are.
It's the exact same.
But there is, like, to see somebody else then get that for the first time where they zoom out or, like, the thing starts spinning and you're like, oh, my God.
You're like, oh, shit, here
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I also, I think what's so great about Scream 5 and what the people that are making the Scream movies now are doing so well is that they have this, like, kind of profound awareness and respect for the franchise, so they're paying that forward and then putting so much work in creating the new generation of characters. Like, I felt like you left Scream 5 kind of getting that nostalgia kick, but also actually caring about the new characters, which is rare.
Except Sam. Sorry, I don't.
You don't like Sam?
I don't like Sam. Her acting was bad in this movie, in 5. 6, she got better. I liked her better in 6.
Maybe I'm clouded because I like 6, you know, recency bias.
Yeah, 5, like it was a lot of explaining from her. She's like, me, I am the daughter of Billy Loomis, and you are the, and it's like, okay, I'm like, okay, you're literally spoon feeding us. Like,
yeah.
You don't need to do that, but you know, they're like, oh, Vince was the, it's Vince Mocker, that's Stu Mocker's sister's son, and you're like, what?
Yeah.
And it's just like, there's so much, and then like, there's a lot of explaining that way, which I didn't notice the first time in the same watch, or the first 14 times.
But this
and then
time.
This time I was like, okay, this is like comical at this point.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, I guess I haven't seen it 15 times.
Yeah, yeah.
So but once I do, I'm getting there.
Yeah.
And once I do, I'm sure that that'll hit me too.
Yeah.
Because of course, like, there's just like so much information that has to be given.
Yeah.
There's no feasible organic way to do it. So it does end up being like, you feel like you're reading a prologue or something.
Yeah. Yeah. What did you think of the opening scene?
With
Tara in the house.
Oh, I mean, I loved it. It was like, you kind of realized what you were watching kind of immediately. And I was happy about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I needed that.
Yeah.
You know, does that make sense?
Yeah. As soon as the knife went through her hand, I was like, this is a different type of horror film. And I was like, oh, I'm like genuinely, like, if this is what the new Screams are, I'm scared.
Yeah.
Which is like in like a good way. But I was like, this is where they're going.
Because, because I felt like with Scream, like the first one, that sort of teeny bopper horror thing was still new.
Yeah.
And self-referential thing. It was all so new that I feel like as time went on, Scream 2, Scream 3, it starts to drift more into the teeny bopper stuff and less into the horror. And when you see like, oh, they're going like full on violence in this, you're like, okay, I'm here for it.
Yeah. There's two moments in the film where I genuinely was like, oh, fuck, during that opening scene when Ghostface, there we go. I'm going to say GF. My GF. When he stands up after Tara, like, knocks him down, like, and then she's, like, crawling away. And it's just, like, the ominous of, like, he's coming. It's like in Jaws.
Yes.
Like, the shark is coming. And there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah.
You're crawling, but he's going to get you.
Yeah.
Thought that was just terrifying. And then the hospital scene before they kill Dewey, where Tara's like slowly trying to like, you know, move her wheelchair. And you could feel the pain in her. You could feel the pain of her like moving it because her hand got stabbed through and it's like bleeding. And then you just see him just pop out of a doorway, and it's just the music, the swelling, everything, and you're like, uh-oh, who's going to die? Everyone's going to die.
Everyone. And, yeah, and everyone. It's not that sort of theatrical, oh, I know there's going to be an escape here.
Yeah.
And we're just having, it's like, oh, no, this is mean.
Yeah.
Right? There's meanness to it.
Yeah.
That isn't necessarily there for some of the other ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will say, though, the Scream 4 on the phone was way more violent than the Scream 5. I wish they would have continued the, like, because in Scream 4, I talked about it last week, but they were like, oh, we're going to slit your eyelids open and make you watch as we, you know, murder your friends and family or whatever. You know, just silly stuff like that. He didn't really say that this time. It was more like, I'm watching you. You know?
Yeah.
Watch out. I'm going to murder your son in the shower. You know, which...
Yeah, psychological.
Yeah, yeah. Terror. A lot more of that. Yeah. Judy, what did you think of her... in this movie? Judy is the sheriff of the town, because Dewey had to forcibly retire.
Yeah, he had a drinking problem.
Yeah.
Old Dewey, he had a bit of a drinking problem.
Do, yeah, know, yeah,
it
yeah,
happens.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, look, you know, I feel like because Gail is so OG that even though it seemed like Judy was kind of cool now and it kind of moved on.
Mm-hmm.
I still had a resentment.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Her,
yeah.
You know, like I was that. Still like, you don't really like, you know Dewey, but you don't know Dewey.
Yeah.
Like you've been through that.
Mm-hmm.
But you haven't been through that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there was this thing where, was I happy to see her go? Yeah. Yeah, I think I was.
Yeah.
I was like, I like that they were incorporating Scream 4 because it would have been easy to... Because Scream 4 is such an outlier.
Yeah.
It's almost like there's the original trilogy and now we're starting this sort of new generation.
Mm-hmm.
But Scream 4 is just kind of weirdly in the middle there.
Yeah.
So I like that they're valuing it as much as the other movies.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I didn't need to continue on with Judy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And her son who mysteriously popped up and... is now in high school, but if you go back to the time frame, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, well, yeah, yeah. But also, like, I'm not even, I don't know what, maybe they're in a different dimension.
Yeah.
Where there's a different, like, time is not on the same plane that we're used to.
Yeah.
You know
for
what
sure.
I mean?
Yeah.
And that's possible. That's why they have such great voice changers. Like, those don't exist.
Yeah. I wish they did. That'd be so cool, but also terrifying.
They'd be horrible.
Oh my God, but it'd be awesome.
But awesome if you had one.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And then her son, Wes's kill, which the directors were like, we're going to name a character Wes to murder him off so that the third act can be for Wes and then people are being murdered under Wes.
Right.
For Wes, for Wes Craven, in honor of him. And I think that's so, like, as a horror director, I think that's like when you pass, that's like the dream.
100%. Like, it's one thing to just have a poster or something in the house, like, just like a little tip of the hat.
Yeah.
But you realize that that character, I mean, really his sole purpose, like, it's nice to know that Judy has a family, I guess, but his sole purpose was so that the banner made sense. And so that if Scream 5 was your first Scream movie and you didn't get that it was a Wes Craven reference, it still made sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how I would want to. That's how I would want to be remembered.
Yeah,
like somebody makes a Sam character in a movie and then kills him, so that they can dedicate the movie to me with a wink.
Yeah,
totally.
Yeah,
yeah.
So how would you want to die in a Scream movie?
Or the character devoted to me?
Yeah,
because I'm already dead in real life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
You know, I feel like getting run over with a car. Is probably like, I don't know. There's just something about really like graphically and brutally getting run over by cars that like it has happened, obviously, in horror movies, but it doesn't happen that much.
Mm-hmm.
But we can all kind of relate to what, because we drive cars.
Yeah.
So like we can imagine what it would be like to be under one.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So seeing somebody get crushed by a car.
Okay.
Or even like maybe they think they've escaped, right? Like they jump out the window like Texas Chainsaw Massacre and they land on the road and they're like, oh, I escaped. And then a car runs them over. That's probably like, I thought I escaped Ghostface and then a truck runs me over.
Yeah.
Somebody has seen the new Winnie the Pooh.
I did see the new Winnie the Pooh. That's what made me think of that. That's 100% why I was thinking about somebody getting run over by a car. Yeah.
Spoiler alert. I still haven't seen it. It's fine. I'll wait for it.
It's not as good as Scream 5.
That's okay. I figured. Debatable. It's Oscar worthy. So you're saying you want more car kills just overall in horror?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think also like, I don't know. I feel like we've gotten to the point where the idea of Ghostface driving a car and running somebody over is cool.
That would be interesting. He's never been in a car.
That's what I mean.
Like, yeah. He's like been in a car, but like, you know, like the first movie, like with the door locks.
Right.
And
right,
shit, which
right.
stressed me the hell out with the crank windows.
Right.
Or
the news van.
Yeah.
Scream 2, he was absolutely in a car.
Driving? He drove?
Didn't he drive what the security guard and the security guard gets the pole right through their head?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Has to climb over him?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
He's not a great driver.
He's not a great driver.
Well, because you're wearing a mask. You can't see through
it's
that
tough
thing.
To see.
It's a little and if it's at night, how do they see?
I mean, there's a voice changer built into the mask now where you cannot hear the secondary voice. If I was talking to you through a voice changer.
Yeah.
You would hear my voice through the speaker and it would sound like Ghostface, but you would also hear my voice because we're in the same room.
Yeah.
I don't know how they got that voice changer.
It's like, I know it's movie logic and we're supposed to, you know, suspend disbelief.
Different dimension.
But no, I want to know how they do it. I want logic. I want to know what's happening.
Yeah.
Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America. the social casino.
Upgrade your tool storage for the new year with help from Menards. For heavy-duty storage that protects your tools, choose Masterforce. From shelving units to cabinets and so much more, you can keep your tools safe and within reach. Get versatile and durable storage from Masterforce today. Check out all our Masterforce storage in-store or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Do you have a favorite elevated horror movie? Because I talk about elevated horror a lot in this movie. Tara's like, I prefer the Babadook.
Yeah, I mean, I like Babadook. Yeah. But like also, I don't believe in elevated horror. Like, and I feel, because I was like I like the Babadook.
Yeah.
But then like my ultimate like fantasy horror movie is, and I just started thinking about it, is like, I want to make a movie called Babadook versus Krampus, where okay. It's the Krampus monster versus the Babadook.
I love it, yes.
And they just fight.
Yeah.
Which makes me feel like I miss the elevated part if I'm just thinking, like, it'd be cool if that guy fought Krampus.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I don't know if elevated horror hits me
yeah.
the way it's supposed to. Is Hereditary elevated
it's,
horror?
Yes.
Midsommar's elevated yeah. horror. I mean, Midsommar's like, I mean, talk about perfect movie.
Yeah.
Midsommar's like top five on my movie, not horror, any genre.
It's a good movie. Yeah.
Love Midsommar.
I've only seen it once because I saw it in theaters and I was like, after that weird the sex scene where they're all, and I was like, I don't think I need to see more.
It's but, real uncomfortable, yeah. but I saw it at least three times in theaters.
Wow.
I mean,
okay.
I love
you saw
that
it
movie.
More than me. Wow.
Yeah, yeah,
that's,
yeah.
that's good.
Yeah.
Good
yeah.
good for you. Also, what did you think of the Billy Loomis
yeah.
character throughout the movie?
I mean, I was really happy to see Skeet again, you know? But like, you know, the de-aging thing, we're not there yet.
Yeah.
Right? Like, yeah. same thing with the Irishman. Like, we're not, we think we have the technology to de-age people,
yeah.
but we don't. So like, it's a distraction
mm-hmm.
that I'm like, why is he look like that?
He's so blurry,
right? Like, you could have almost made him kind of more like an apparition,
yeah,
and then maybe you could have disguised some of the effects a little bit. But I mean, I look past a lot, and that's one of the yeah. things that I look past. I like that that's the connection,
mm-hmm.
right? I like that. But yeah, I mean, the physical form of Billy Loomis does get distracting at times.
Yeah.
But I'm still happy to see him back in that white t-shirt.
Oh, yeah.
yeah.
Oh, yeah. I love him in the white t-shirt.
Oh. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. The ending scene where, you know, it's revealed that Amber and Richie were the killers, which he's wearing blue plaid literally the whole fucking movie. So it's like, there you go. There's the killer. They're like blue plaid. There you go. And they're like, what? No way. Which I didn't see him coming. I saw Amber coming.
Yeah, I'm trying
you.
To think. I don't.
Amber was just so negative to everyone.
Yeah, no, I
the
saw
the entire movie, and I was like, "There's no way you're not
right.
one of the killers. There's no way."
Right. I think I remember like Scream 4 in theaters. Like whoever I saw it with. I leaned over and I was like, yeah, I mean, I know who the killer is in this movie. Like, it was that one,
yeah.
like a mile away. This one, I think it was more like a, yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
But not, oh, that's definitely it for
yeah.
me. First time I saw it, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I liked the execution of it and the execution of the, I mean, I love when she gets lit on fire.
It's so funny. With the hand sanitizer, too.
Yeah.
You're like, COVID. We get it. We see it.
Yeah.
We see that Easter egg.
Yeah, no, I love when movies just go for it
yeah.
all the way. Like, not like, oh, we're going to flirt with this idea of like some kind of crazy thing, but go balls to the wall. Like, no, what if we just lit her whole head on fire and she's just running around panicking?
Yeah.
And then
not?
She comes back all burned up.
Yeah.
It's like, that's insane.
Yeah,
but let's do it 1,000%.
Let's go.
And so I love that.
Yeah.
Loved it.
They
And I loved the whole internet thing of him being like an obsessed YouTube guy, yeah. like, you know, big fan, like that was great, right? Like yeah. that was so like bringing it into modern times. Mm-hmm. I thought that was really good.
And with all the little, the Easter eggs on the side, like is Stu Mocker alive? And yeah. then you have Matthew Lillard as the chrome ghost face with like the, I forget, did he have like he had two knives or did he have a flamethrower?
He had a flamethrower.
Okay, okay, that's awesome. We need more of that. We yeah. need more sleeveless
Matthew ghost Lillard, face yeah.
as
yeah.
ghost face.
Yeah, and then, yeah, Kirby, you realize Kirby's still alive because yep. she's in the interview. Yeah. yeah.
And yeah. And then you have all the little, you know, like Jamie and Matthew and Drew and really everybody, they all contributed to the film in some way. Like Drew's the principal in the announcements in the beginning. And then they all have like a little line in like the final act. Like someone's like, nice house, Mocker. Yeah. And that's Matthew. And then Jamie says, who's lame dad? Is it, John, is it who's lame? Someone's lame ass dad is here. Yeah. Yeah. So just yeah. stuff like that.
Are you a Stu is still alive person?
I would like him to be, but like I'd be okay if he wasn't. Honestly, Scream 6 was where he should have been alive with the reveals of those killers, which we'll get into that next week because that's, you know,
I just think that even at Scream 5, it's like, explain to me how nobody mentioned
yeah.
that he wasn't dead.
Yeah.
Like I think he's alive.
How?
How?
A TV falling on, and then you get electrocuted.
Did he get electrocuted? I think that there's a chance that after something like that happens, the only way that he could get rehab is to not be in the public eye and not have media around him. So they faked his death, put him in like an insane asylum.
Who faked his death?
The cops. Like Dewey was part of it. Like
Dewey's not that smart.
Well, he knows. I think Scream.
So does that mean Dewey was kind of a villain the whole time? He didn't tell his friends that Stu was still alive?
I mean,
I think Sidney knows. I think
Sid's in on it.
Oh,
Sid's the real villain.
I think the main three know, and it's going to be the big reveal where they go to get the new kids go to get help from him when it comes to Scream 7. I think it's weird that they barely mentioned their mom in this one. There's like one line about the mom. She's going to be involved.
Well, she was not.
I have a lot of conspiracy theories.
Yeah, she hasn't been. Even in 6, she wasn't involved. They barely talked about her. So it's just, I don't know. It's interesting. Like the, just don't have a mom. Just don't have a mom if you're not going to show her. It's like with Sydney's dad. Like in 4, they're like, oh, they haven't been back since Sydney's dad's funeral, and you're like, okay, so you like had the character for 1 movie and then you just killed them.
Just
like,
killed
them. Just, I mean, which is fine. That's what they do. But like, give us something. Something.
Yeah,
he's back.
The
mom's going to be part of the big reveal, obviously, and I think she's going to be the mastermind behind it, the same way Roman was. But I don't think she's going to be the only killer, the way that Roman was.
Oh, because Scream 3.
Yeah.
Is it going
to
be?
She has to be involved. There's no way they're planting those seeds, and it doesn't pay. I would be furious. It's so
true.
Annoying. She doesn't talk to me since I revealed to my sister that she
that I'm Billy Loomis's daughter. Yeah. In case you forgot, I am parent. Billy Loomis's daughter.
You know,
killing runs in my blood. What?
It's gonna be the mom and Tara as the killers because Tara's pissed that Samantha drove her father away and her husband. Like it's gonna be a whole big family thing.
That'd be interesting.
Christy's family. We're gonna meet Samantha's family.
Do you want to know where I think? We're.
Go ahead.
We're not doing Scream 6, but I'll tell you. I mean,
yeah, tell me.
Okay. So, based on at the end of Scream 6, like, you know how she throws down the mask at the end of the movie?
Yeah.
You talk about it next time?
Yeah.
I think she went back and picked it up. There's no way she left that mask behind.
I was like, that's right. Like the outfit.
She did not
that.
Leave the mask
I would
behind.
Keep that mask. I'm sorry. That's like a keepsake. I'd keep it in like a drawer or something. I right. wouldn't keep it like, you know, hanging up, but like.
So, I think. And maybe this is because everything's wrestling in my mind. Yeah. I'm thinking about these character arcs, the yeah. way you'd go, like, mm-hmm. where's the swerve coming, right? Mm-hmm. Where's yeah. the turn? So we've got one more Scream where Ghostface is hunting Sam. And I don't think Stu's still alive. Okay. But I do want to know what's going on with Randy's sister.
Yeah, okay? We need more. I love her.
She's so great.
She's so funny. I love how she had like two lines. She's right. Like, ooh, the suspects are here. That was like her one like big line.
So
like,
very possibly she's involved. But the key here is not about Scream 7. Scream 7 just takes us to Scream 8, mm-hmm. where we're taking on this journey where by the time we get to Scream 8, mm-hmm. Ghostface is Sam. And we're now in this universe where we're but it's like we're on the side of Ghostface, okay. because we've taken this journey with this character. So over the past three movies, we've actually seen how somebody devolves because she's a little bit more like her dad. Like from the beginning of this, of Scream 5 to the end of Scream 5, it's like, oh, she does have that bloodlust.
Yeah.
And then spoiler alert, it gets more, way more by the end of Scream 6. So one more by the end of Scream 7, and now by Scream 8, we've kind of watched this character devolve into Ghostface. And now we've got this Scream franchise where instead of who is Ghostface, we're mm-hmm. almost, it's like Sam is Ghostface. It's almost like Jason Voorhees. It's like that's who mm-hmm. it is. Mm-hmm. And now going forward in the Scream universe, that's the perspective. We're following Sam as Ghostface, okay. and we're kind of either sympathetic or empathetic to what she's doing, right? Mm-hmm. It's the writer's job to now make us believe like, yeah, she is justified in murdering this person or that person the way Ghostface always thinks they're justified.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's where I think it's going.
I like that. Yeah, okay. I like that. I like that.
That takes away what Scream is. Scream, part of the fun is guessing who the killer is. That's why I was furious. I know this isn't Scream 6. I was furious in the beginning of Scream 6, but I was curious.
Furious and Curious?
Yeah.
Furious and Curious.
I think that was a WCW tag team.
Starring Vin Diesel. Furious and Curious. When Tony Revolori takes off his mask, I'm like, are we going to know who the killer is?
I thought the same thing.
I was like, that would be, I mean, that would have been a different.
Because Scream 5 did the same thing with Tara. You leave that opening and you're like, did they do the Drew Barrymore and kill possibly their biggest draw in the opening? And if they didn't, this is the first time a victim survives the opening.
Yeah.
So either way, you're interested. And this one, I was like, I hope I don't know who the killer is the whole movie, or maybe you'll know one of the two.
Yeah.
But otherwise, we're following the killer for the movie. So that was a great, I would say this is the second best opening of all the
series. It was a really
Scream
good.
Scream 6.
Yeah. Scream 6 was very good.
Yeah.
But I think that there's going to come a point. You want Scream to stay awesome.
Yeah.
And there's going to come a point where it's like you simply can't go back to the same formula.
Yeah.
Like it's just too much.
Yeah.
Like if we're eight movies in, it's like, so that's where I start thinking like, yeah, oh, well, like, what if we just turn it around?
What else do you got?
And that's how we can, and then if that happens in Scream 8, maybe we can squeeze out another two with Sam as Ghostface and we get to 10.
And then Sydney comes back.
Sydney finally comes back.
And they shoots, and then she explodes the world. And then that's just the end of the Scream franchise.
Your whole world, because how else are we going to get rid of this thing? How great is it when she's like, I'm Sydney Prescott. Of course I have a gun.
Of course I have a fucking gun. I love when her and Sam meet for the first time, and she goes, you're Billy Loomis's daughter. She goes, yeah, I'm his daughter. Sorry if that's weird for you. What is she?
Oh, okay.
Sorry, this is like really awkward. I know that your boyfriend stabbed you and like tried to murder you and like killed your mom and your friends and all that jazz. But you know, hey, sorry if it's awkward.
I'm his daughter. Sorry if that's weird for you. I love that for you.
I love that for you. It's so good for you. It's so awkward. Some of the dialogue in this movie is just like, they love it, but
it's great.
It's great. It's wonderful. It's this Scream 5 is truly for the fans.
100%.
So out of 10, how do you rate Scream 2022?
Probably
2021? 2022. I was like, what year is it? I don't even know.
Yeah, they turned around a new one quick. Yeah.
Another parallel to Scream 2.
That's
Scream 6 and Scream 2, another parallel, a year apart.
Smart.
Oh, yeah.
They're so smart.
Probably 8 out of 10.
Okay.
Yeah, 8 out of 10, I think.
Yeah.
You know, it's not perfect, but it's real good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also gave it an 8.
Hey.
I think it's good. It does what it needs to do. It has some really good scares in it. We lose Dewey, which is...
Shout out
to Dewey. R.I.P. King. R.I.P.
I saw David Arquette over the weekend because he was in town for WrestleMania. And I wanted to be like, yo, dude, sorry about that.
Hey, man, sorry you got stabbed in the front and the back.
But then I remembered that movie came out like a year and a half ago. And he'd be like, what are you talking about? Like, what do you... There's already been another movie since then.
You're like, I'm still hung up on you dying.
It's top of mind for me, dude.
I think about it daily. Yeah. I cry every night. I've written several, like, fan fiction scripts where you come back alive. Because technically, in the final, you know, when they have the body bag come out, they only have one body bag, but there's two bodies in the hospital, the security guard and Dewey.
Uh-huh.
So people are theorizing that Dewey's still alive.
These theorizing, come on.
Conspiracy theories, but if you, in a Scream movie, if you don't see them dead and in a body bag.
I mean, yeah, that's how we got Kirby, right?
Yeah.
I mean, my biggest theory is that Billy Loomis is the father of Judy's son.
As well?
And he just planted Judy's seeds all over high school.
Let me tell you something. Well, look.
He was busy. I was like, during the first movie, I'm like, he's always with Sydney. When does he have time to, like, go quick smash a girl in the bathroom or something? When is he?
We're talking about 1996 era Skeet Ulrich.
Okay, yeah,
he had plenty of time. He could walk in here and have all three of us within a half hour.
That's true. He honestly just staring at his face. I'm a little pregnant.
Even with the de-aging tech.
Yeah. I'm like, that's fine. I don't care. I can close my eyes. I can imagine. I have a good imagination. So 8 out of 10, amazing. And tell the people where we can find you. And all that jazz.
You know where your listeners, they'd like, I host a show on my YouTube channel,
okay.
YouTube.com/NotSam. It's called Sam Roberts Now. It's just like a live stream on Friday nights. But if you go to the channel, there's a playlist because every now and then I do a horror franchise breakdown.
Oh my God, fun.
Where I get my guy Hot Dog on who doesn't really watch these movies.
Okay. Awesome.
And I take an entire franchise. It's usually horror, but sometimes it's not.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like a whole movie franchise. And I just tell him the story from part one to whatever.
That's fantastic.
And like try to make it make sense. And he's sitting there going like, wait, but... So like I think we've done like... We did Child's Play.
Okay.
Like all the Child's Play movies and Chucky movies. Like in... And my challenge is to make one sort of through line so that all the movies are telling a story because they are.
Yeah, but it's like, how do you connect? Yeah.
But we did Nightmare on Elm Street
okay.
as well.
Oh my God. Okay.
Where I had to be like, look, part two is great, but it doesn't have anything to do with anything else
in
that franchise.
And then New Nightmare is just meta.
New Nightmare is the predecessor to Scream.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
So I think that's a playlist that your listeners would enjoy. I just did John Wick.
Okay.
Last week.
That's awesome.
So
how many are there? Is that five? Seven?
Four.
Four?
Four John Wicks.
John Wicks? I don't know.
Four John Wicks. John Wick. But they're actually incredibly in depth.
Okay.
John Wick's amazing.
Okay. It's amazing.
John Wick 1, by the way. Also a perfect movie.
Okay.
You have to watch the video to just see Sam's face when he says that to her. John Wick's amazing.
I mean, amazing. You understand the chain of events that was set off by killing that guy's dog? It's...
I don't.
Well, I broke the whole thing down.
I feel like I have to watch your breakdown and then I'll watch the movie.
I mean, it's 2 hours long,
Jesus.
The breakdown.
Okay.
It's
okay.
Everything.
Okay.
But it's crazy what happened there.
Okay.
So I think it's definitely worth checking out because it's wild. Yeah.
You're like, I'm not only promoting myself, but also this movie is fantastic.
Well, that's what you watch.
Yeah.
So that hopefully my enthusiasm is contagious.
Yes.
Because, yeah, the breakdown is the breakdown. It's not my story.
Yeah.
I'm just telling their story.
Yeah.
Their story is the headline here. Yeah. Yeah.
I love the passion for John Wick. And movies.
And Scream, yeah.
And Scream. Scream's the best.
I did a Scream franchise breakdown, too.
You did? Oh, my God.
Yeah, I did.
All the way through six?
No, I did 1 through 4 because I did it when 5 came out.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, so I have to do another one.
Yeah, you got it. Oh, God. hot dog. You're like, we have some updates. We have some updates. Sit hot down, dog. Hot dog. We got some updates.
I got to catch up.
I got things happen.
Yeah.
Billy Loomis's daughter. She's alive. Yeah. Maybe. We don't know.
I think so.
Maybe. We don't know. But Instagram.
Not Sam across the board. Not Sam on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, I guess.
Facebook? I mean, if you still go on Facebook, I don't know.
I like Instagram.
Yeah.
Not Sam.
Yeah, not Sam.
Not Sam on YouTube.
Amazing.
Not Sam. Not Sam Wrestling. He's a wrestling podcast.
Yes. WWE.
Yeah.
All that jazz.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for being here. This was a delight.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. And thank you to our listeners, our viewers. You guys are amazing. Make sure to like, subscribe, follow us on YouTube and Instagram at Horror at the Store, and then on YouTube, Comedy Store. And thank you to our sponsor, Film Craft LA. You can find them on filmcraftla.com or on Instagram at filmcraftla. Stay spooky.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.